Lower Brule Research is the only organization in the Midwest to receive a STEM Action Grant from the Society for Science and the Public this year. Devin Ryder is the executive director of Lower Brule Research. He says the $5,000 will help the group continue to do research based on needs in their community.
We meet with community members every month, and we kind of come up with what projects we want kids to do over the summer, and then the kids complete those research projects.
Community engagement is central to the group's work. Jeshua Estes is one of the student researchers this summer. He's working on a project to collect insights from local elders.
I'm actually trying to put up videos about elders. We do like about 6 or 7 elders. And at the end of the summer, we're going to have a big film festival type thing.
Other projects have included a food waste recycling program and aquaponics research. Gail Kanzigore is Chief Communications Officer for the Society for Science and the Public. She says Lower Brule Research stood out because of its emphasis on mentorship and service to an underrepresented area. She also says the variety of projects involve STEM-related ideas.
So whether you're talking about health or wellness of the community, there are a lot of different elements that you might not think of as STEM, you know, as I mentioned, related to health or, you know, related to the environment. And kids are using their STEM skills and this knowledge base to help find innovative solutions to the problems in their communities.
This summer, Lower Brule Research is working on 3 different research projects. Director Devin Ryder says they hope to expand to 4 projects next year. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.